Welcome back to the Critics Circle. I'm Lisa Ellen with Real Happiness Cinema Therapy, welcoming you to another episode of Popcorn Therapy, where we draw inspiration from movies to become happier and healthier in real life. I'm joined again today by Dr. Donna Copeland of TexasArtFilm.net and Dr. Donna's Film Reviews. Welcome, Donna. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
Our topic today on Popcorn Therapy is humor and human comedy. This is kind of a tandem conversation with humor itself as in never lose one, and human comedy, which is about the general bumblings of the human condition as we seek wholeness and redemption and all that good stuff. I remember back with About Last Night, and Jim Belushi said to Rob Lowe, he's like, never, ever lose your sense of humor. So that's a kind of an internal focus in how we view the world. And then when we refer to human comedy, this has more to do with our efforts and our human frailties as we're trying to then go back out into the world and make something happen. And it can be pretty spectacular in how it lands. It's very tragic, very amusing, very ironic, but we all kind of have our own human foibles in how we go about carrying out our life.
Yes. We're in a troubled time now in this country, partly because of the campaigns, when people are thinking in black and white terms and gotcha moments, with few limitations on what they say. The only way I see to get through it all is to have a sense of humor and not take others or ourselves too seriously. So it's a good time for humorous films when we can laugh at ourselves as we laugh at the characters because we're sure to be identifying with them.
So true. So true. The movies we'll talk about today, we're going to talk about three, and we'll kind of introduce them all at once today rather than go in a sequential order like we sometimes do on our segment here. The first one is Little Miss Sunshine. This is the legendary comedy about a family that, for a whole host of genuine but ridiculous reasons, all need to pile into a van and hit cross country to go to a young little girl's beauty pageant. One has to do with because one is recovering from a suicide attempt and he's in the care of his sister, and she has to go because she has to take care of Olive, the little girl in the pageant, and the dad has to go because of the business meeting and they can't afford to fly because his business is failing, and it's just this big comedy of errors that bring them into that van. Another one that illustrates humor and human comedy beautifully is Sideways, about the two fellows that hit the wine country on a tour for the bachelor party festival before one of them gets married on Saturday, and it was with Paul Giamatti and Thomas Hayden Church. And the third one is Crazy Stupid Love, this hilarious piece, family piece about Steve Carell, who gets dumped by his wife and taken under the wing of the local player at the watering hole, where he takes up residence at the corner of the bar, played by Ryan Gosling, who whips him into shape and helps him rediscover himself and his manhood, his reason for being.
One reviewer of this film got from it that life is like a beauty pageant. We're often, he said, going to be outdone by someone smarter, prettier, are just plain luckier. But if we get up on that stage and be ourselves, everything will turn out just fine.
That's right. Even with our grandfather, I forgot to mention him in the synopsis. I remember Alan Arkin. In fact, he won the Best Supporting Actor Oscar that year for that performance.
And he was a central part of the movie.
He was.
The fun
who
of the
taught
movie.
All of all the moves. Dedicate these to my grandpa. Yeah. One of the things that makes this topic, I think, so poignant in many ways is that when we're experiencing things like this in actual life, it's really hard to get into any kind of a humorous or lighthearted mode. Mm-hmm. Like you said, when people are in black and white in a gotcha environment, and everything's so contentious. But when we see these things on the screen, we can take it like a little spoonful of sugar that helps the medicine go down. Because I remember one great scene when Steve Carell is getting his makeover from Ryan Gosling, and they have an exchange with the sales clerk there, the saleswoman there, and she says something to him, and he says, I think that's the harshest thing anyone's ever said. And Ryan Gosling says, no, this is. And he steps forward and takes his face in both hands and then just levels on him why he's fallen apart, why his wife left him. I mean, it was just, and it's beautiful. But if you think about somebody saying that to you in real life, it would just cut you to the quick. But when we watch these things in movies, we have that distance. It gives us that distance to the screen. And also, let's just kind of laugh along with it so it just lands a little easier in our heart, whatever that message is going to be.
I really like the scene in Little Miss Sunshine. Everything is so chaotic, but the family initially just laughs. Then they bond together and manage to reach their goal of arriving at the contest and actually jumping up on stage with the little girl to support her when everyone is laughing at her. So humor works in strange ways, mysterious ways sometimes.
It does. I remember one review of Sideways. It might have been the Houston Press, but I can't remember. It's been so long. But it said it's about a fellow that wakes up a wine connoisseur and goes to bed a drunk. That was exactly it. These two guys are nursing some serious addictions. He's got a bad alcohol habit, and Thomas Hayden Church has a bad sex and love addiction thing going on. Mm-hmm. But they're both so funny, and how they bumble along is just ridiculous, how they manage to stumble along and make some kind of progress, and hopefully, but the movie pulls no punches as to it may not have worked out really for either one. The movie concludes with them at a hopeful juncture, but we also know that they're likely to go out there and tear it up again before too long.
I love the title Sideways because the main characters always seem to be moving sideways rather than going with the flow. And they come up with the most atrocious solutions to their problem. For instance, driving their car into a tree to explain Jack's broken nose.
It's like a car accident.
And I also love the scene where the two women they've picked up find out that Jack is engaged to be married.
Yes.
And Sandra Oh's ranting and raving is as funny as it is cathartic.
It's so surprising. You think it's going to be a big tear scene instead. It's a world-class beatdown. See, we're laughing about this. That's not funny, but ergo. That's what makes this subject so helpful. Mm-hmm.
In Crazy Stupid Love, I thought they did a really fine job of weaving in so many different relationships among people, some of whom are related to them. And, to read about it, I don't remember experiencing this when I saw the movie, but to read about it, I had to go back and say, hey, who was with who? What are these relationships? Mm-hmm. And I thought they did a good job of making those funny, while still they had the value of family, of truthfulness, of loyalty, which elevates the movie above just light, simple fear.
Right. I totally agree. Yeah, it was extremely substantive. And the scene, even when Steve Carell is about to exit the moving vehicle, as his wife, if she doesn't stop talking about the divorce, he's going to have to jump out of the car, and he does. But Steve Carell is crying at will in that scene, on demand. And so that what's happening with this guy, we're laughing and it's hilarious, but it's not funny. So you really feel for the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the scene later on when Ryan Gosling has had his epiphany and is trying to earn his favor in dating his daughter, and Carell's having none of it, and just the exchange they have there, they move their relationship forward even though it looks like it's going to be over. It's worth mentioning a couple of these. We have Steve Carell in two of our titles today, but also just keeping your eyes open for people when you see people in the cast. A lot of these movies with humor and human comedy, have Steve Carell and Toni Collette, who's also in Little Miss Sunshine, Paul Giamatti, and also Bobby Cannavale, who wasn't discussed in a movie today, but he has a number of appearances when we kind of go through and look at the full array of this movies in this topic. So he'll show up a number of times as well.
I also thought of Marissa Tomei. She shows up in lots of different movies, and she's always excellent. And in this movie, when she jumps upon Steve Carell when he's feeling rejected and a loser, and she jumps upon him, that is really
a
funny
miracle
scene.
That's right.
I don't know many actresses who can pull that off.
That's right.
She did
it beautifully. Well, thanks, Donna, and thanks, everybody, for tuning in to Popcorn Therapy. We've been talking about humor and human comedy here on Popcorn Therapy, the Critics Circle. I'm Lisa Ellen with Real Happiness Cinema Therapy. That's REEL, happiness.com, and joined by Dr. Donna Copeland of TexasArtFilm.net and Dr. Donna's Film Reviews. Thanks so much, Donna, and we'll see all you guys the next time on Popcorn Therapy. Have a great day.
Thank you.